Welcome to a special edition of the BCC Pod. As we walk through this season of Lent, we take this time to pause, reflect, wrestle, and seek the grace of God in our lives. Over this season, we've been journeying through the seven deadly sins, examining how they take root in us, shape our hearts, and draw us away from the fullness of life in Christ. This week, we start our series with lust, the longing that distorts love, the desire that consumes rather than cherishes. Lust promises intimacy, but instead it offers illusion. It reduces love to gratification. It turns people into objects. It takes rather than it gives. Jesus speaks directly to this in Matthew 5:28. Where he says, "Anyone who looks at another lustfully has already committed adultery with them in their heart." Lust does not need action to take root. It grows in unchecked thoughts, in desires left unexamined, and in affections detached from love. And more than that, lust is a distortion of something sacred. It separates physicality from intimacy. It divides passion from commitment. It tears attraction away from true love. Lust thrives in secrecy, in shame, in unchecked desires that seek momentary pleasure over lasting connection. It cheapens what was meant to be beautiful, turning love into something shallow, fleeting, and unfulfilling. So take a moment to reflect. Are there spaces in your life where you have chosen quick pleasure over deep connection? Have you allowed lust to shape the way you see others rather than seeing them as beloved children of God? Where do you need to invite God into your desires, your thoughts, and your affection? Lust seeks to tell us that our desires control us, that we are powerless to resist, and that we simply are creatures of impulse. But Christ calls us to something greater, not deprivation, but wholeness, not the empty pursuit of pleasure, but the fullness of love. Love honors, love cherishes, love sacrifices. Paul reminds us of this in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 5, where he says, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others." See, lust seeks to take, but love seeks to give. Lust grasps for control, but love trusts in commitment. Lust thrives in selfishness, but love chooses selflessness. To combat lust, we must redirect desire towards what is holy. True love seeks the good of the beloved rather than mere gratification. It chooses patience over immediacy. It chooses respect over selfishness, and it chooses commitment over indulgence. Take a moment to consider, how can you honor others in your thoughts and actions? When have you mistaken desire for love? How can you begin to retrain your heart to seek what is good rather than what is temporary? As we close for today, let's pray together. Lord, purify our hearts. Transform our desires into something holy and honoring to you. Teach us to love as you love. Help us to see others as your beloved children and to honor them in thought, word, and action. Amen. As you go into the rest of the week, I invite you to take a step forward toward purity of heart. Maybe that step is through prayer, asking God to renew your thoughts and desires. Maybe it's through accountability, confessing struggles and seeking support. Or maybe it's through intentional redirection, choosing to fill your heart with things that are good rather than things that pull you away from God. Because we are not powerless against our desires. Through Christ, we are given a new heart, a renewed mind, and the grace to walk in love rather than in lust. Until next week, grace and peace.